Welcome to the Leadership Podcast with Pastor Sam Carr. Here you'll learn godly principles and real-world techniques for leading effectively.
Hello, everyone. Pastor Sam Carr. Welcome to the podcast today. And I'm glad you're with us. We've been talking about how to make a quality decision and looking at some things from the Word of God. I've got Pastor John Welch with me again today. John, good to have you with me today.
Pastor, I am thrilled to be able to be here, and I'm just doing a lot of listening. It's just been so good. I haven't wanted to
Well, you
to
know what?
Interject.
You could listen to the podcast.
Well, I know, but okay. It's just like in the moment I'm listening, I'm like, and actually, you know, quite honestly, I'm thinking, man, I want to live that, but I want to share that one day. That
right.
is so good.
Well,
it's really good.
I promise you, it's not mine. It's just the Word of God.
Oh, so, it is so good.
We're talking about making quality decisions as a leader.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that if you're not careful, your decisions will be based on the wrong things.
Mm-hmm.
And we're using Moses, really, I believe Moses in the crucible of life, making a decision for his future as the grandson of Pharaoh.
Yeah.
But in that moment, he had to make a decision, big one.
Yeah.
And in order to lead the children of Israel, this shows me what kind of a decision maker he was.
Yeah.
You know, because it's amazing what he did to make his decision just to leave everything that he had.
Yeah.
And to be with the people of God. And we're talking about this out of Hebrews chapter 11. And there are a couple of things that he did that I want to look at. In verse 24, we already talked about Moses had to do this by faith because it says when he became of age. Listen to what it says. I wish I could talk about that when he became of age
mm-hmm.
because some decisions can't be made till you get to a certain
point. I agree.
You know, in your
Absolutely.
Life. And that's not just when you're 12 years old or, you know, it could be 30 years old, could be 50 years old. Your whole life is a decision-making process.
Absolutely.
And you've got to stay with it. But listen, it says he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. Listen to this a minute. If you're going to be a decision-maker, you've got to make right choices. Now, obviously, if you're a Christian leader, you've chosen Jesus.
Yeah.
And we talked a little bit about this in the last podcast, but if you're going to choose Jesus, I got a little secret for you. You have to choose his life.
That's right.
And if you choose his life, you have to choose his ways.
Yeah.
And your decisions have to be based on his ways more so than on what you want to do. And I like what it says here, the treasures of Egypt. Talk about the passing pleasure of sin. He'd rather be with the people of God. He wasn't going to be a son of Pharaoh's daughter. In other words, he was going to be a person who lived a life not based on Pharaoh, which is the type of the world,
right,
but on Jesus.
Yeah.
And that's where you have to be careful. The Bible says over in Deuteronomy chapter 30, I've set before you this day life and death, blessing and cursing. What's amazing to me is God said, therefore, choose life.
It gives us the answer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Decision.
Yeah.
You've got to make a choice.
Yeah.
Okay. So there will always be something to refuse.
Yeah.
When you make a decision, if you're looking at a decision in your life and you say, all right, I've got to make a decision. If I do this, I'm going to choose this. If I choose this, here are the ramifications of that choice.
Right.
But if I choose this and I can't do this, you can't have it both ways.
That's right.
And a lot of times people don't want to choose something, not because they don't want to choose something, but because they don't want to refuse something.
That is very well said.
Now, I know that may sound a little confusing, but it's not.
No.
A lot of people know the right choice, but they're not willing to refuse what they have to refuse in order for that choice to become a reality.
Right.
So their decisions are either stymied or by default they accept what they were they need to refuse.
Right.
Which in this case were the pleasures of sin.
Which is in a way a sacrifice.
Yeah.
You're going to have to you'll sacrifice one
Absolutely.
For the other.
That's right.
And I think that's become a lost message in following Christ. And that is that it requires sacrifice.
It does.
But it's worth the
Absolutely.
Sacrifice. It's
Absolutely.
So worth it.
And the sacrifice that you actually have, you don't, and we talked about this in the last podcast, you don't get rewarded for necessarily on this earth.
That's right.
Because I've heard, well, I gave this up. I gave that up. Nothing's happening. Well, so what? It's not, you know, the reward doesn't come here. The reward comes in heaven.
That's so good.
Doesn't mean God's not going to bless you. But listen to me today, okay? If you're going to make a decision to choose something, that means you're refusing something else.
Yeah.
Now, I hear people say, well, you know, I'm making this decision based on what needs to be, and I know that probably it's going to hurt this one, and it's going to do this, and it's going to do that, but I feel like I've got to make this choice based on where I am now. That's a mistake.
Right.
We never make our choices based on what we feel like we've got to do now. We base it on what eternally is going to make a difference.
Yeah.
You know, there's a scripture that says that we swear to our own hurt.
Yeah.
Okay? That's what you have to do as a Christian. Mm. Sometimes you have to make a decision that's going to hurt.
Yeah. Because it's not going to directly benefit you in that
exactly.
moment. Yeah.
And in doing so, though, you're refusing something that might be of benefit now but hurt you down the road.
Down the road, yeah.
Okay. Mm. So you've got to be careful about your decision making and make sure that what you're choosing is something that is because this is the way Jesus would do it.
Yeah.
Okay. I've had the opportunity to make choices about things that would affect the congregation.
Yeah.
Okay. Facilities, for example. I had the opportunity one time to buy another facility.
Yeah, remember that.
Much nicer than what we had at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Good business decision.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Very sound business decision.
Mm-hmm.
Actually found out I had somebody that would have bought my facility. So very good business decision. But it would not have been the right decision for the church long term.
Yeah.
I had to make a choice, and I had to refuse what seemed like a good decision that actually bankers thought I was nuts not to take in order for God to do what he wanted to do right here.
Mm-hmm.
It took 10 years to prove that out.
Wow. Wow.
Okay. So for 10 years, there were people who looked at it like, ooh, that was dumb.
Right.
That was not right. But the point is, it was not of value at the moment, but I had to choose something, and I had to refuse the now.
Yeah.
And now I'm happy I did.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm thrilled that I did, and I know it was a right decision. So I've made decisions that were not that way. I've done things trying to get something done now that if I'd have waited on God would have happened anyway.
Right.
Okay. You got to be careful about those. I mean, I lost $50,000 doing that one time.
Right.
$50,000. That doesn't even roll off the tongue good.
No, sir.
Like that. But yet, I learned a valuable lesson.
Yeah.
I realized that I had not, I was not willing to refuse the fact that I was going to have to tell people we can't do what we need to do because we don't have the money yet.
Okay.
We're going to have to wait. In other words, it was a pride. It really was a pride thing.
Mm-hmm.
So when you make a decision, you just need to know you're going to choose something.
Yeah.
But you're refusing something.
Yeah.
You're either refusing God's wisdom or you're refusing the things that would satisfy or gratify you now. You've got to make that choice.
Go with God's wisdom.
Go
please,
with God's wisdom.
Please.
You've got to do that, and you've got to make the right choice. But two things. Moses had to choose the right thing, but he also had to refuse something.
That is so good.
You can't have it both ways.
Yeah.
Now, you know, there's a lot of teaching out there. Well, God wants to bless you. You can do, you know, you can kind of live like you want to live and be blessed and have all everything and everything's wonderful. Well, that's not always the way it is.
That's true.
It's just not the way it is.
Yeah.
And again, I don't want to discount the blessings of God because I love them.
Yeah.
But you've got to be careful about how you make choices.
Yeah, go for the reward.
Go for the reward. Yeah. Amen. Well, I trust you got something out of this today. And we're going to hook back up and talk about this one more time about decisions in our next podcast. So stay with us. God bless you.
Thanks for joining us today on the podcast. The Leadership Podcast is part of Word of Life Ministries in Shreveport, Louisiana. You can connect with Pastor Carr or Word of Life Ministries on our Facebook, Twitter, or at our website, wordoflifecenter.org.